tomorrow marks the public opening of the 2015 North American International Auto Show in Detroit, which has been open to the press this week. It is arguably the biggest event of the year for the U.S. auto industry and kicks off a series of shows around the country. American automobile giants Ford, GM, and Chrysler, and foreign brands have gathered to show off the best of the best. Hundreds of vehicles and at least 50 debuts. Joining us now is NPR business reporter Sonari Glinton, who has been there in Detroit this week for the press opening. Sonari, welcome back.
It's good to be with you.
And also with us from Detroit is Michelle Krebs, longtime auto analyst with Auto Trader. Michelle, welcome to you as well.
Thank you for having me.
Well, and what's your big takeaway? What's the mood there in Detroit this year for the Auto Show 2015?
Upbeat. There's a lot of optimism. The auto industry is coming off a big year, and there's another big year coming up. And lots of great product out there for consumers.
Well, Sonari, you actually asked that question to the CEO of Chrysler, Sergio Marchionne. You asked him what the mood was there in Detroit, and here's what he said.
If I had to assign it a grade, I think we deserve some level of A, whether it's an A minus, an A, or an A plus. I'm not sure. I'll leave it to you to decide. But I think we've done well.
Tell me about Chrysler, Sonari, and what they've done well in this year.
Well, you know, the car companies that sold SUVs and trucks did really well because that is what drove the industry last year. And since Chrysler has Jeep and Ram, they did really well, 40% better this year than last year. And that's pretty tremendous. And one of the things you notice in what he was saying is you hear this lack of, you know, the fading of the humility from the days of the bailout. And you'll hear that from the executives. You know, they used to go on these sort of apology tours. And that's kind of gone now. There's more confidence that you hear from the executives this year.
Michelle, do you agree with that? And you see a fading of humility?
I would say a fading of humility, but certainly they're not complacent or arrogant. I mean, we saw lots of new product being introduced that suggests they understand they've got to keep building really compelling, wonderful products.
Okay, let's get specific here and talk about some cars and trucks that you've seen there. Sonari, who stole the show?
Well, I don't know. It's like I think that everyone sort of put their best foot forward, and there's sort of like a thing. Like there are concept cars, you know, the Buick Avenir, which is this concept that looks almost nothing like you'd imagine a Buick to look like. It's sort of long and sleek. Looks like what a Panamera would look like, a Porsche Panamera, if it was an awesome car. There are, you know, Cadillac did really well. Ford in its GT, that was really, really sort of exciting. The Acura NXS, you saw things like convertibles and passion projects and concept cars. All those things sort of remind us of the renewed health of the auto industry.
Michelle, what stuck out to you?
Well, I think there was something for everyone. I think Ford GT stole the show, but we had hot and sexy. We had pickup trucks and utilities. We had some green thrown in there, and so I thought there was something for everyone.
When you say the Ford GT stole the show, why is that?
Oh, it's so hot and so sexy, and it's going to be this performance car that's it goes back to an era of when Ford was at its prime in the 60s when it had a GT, and then some in the mid 2000s. So it's this halo over the whole brand. We're going to see Ford do some more versions of existing cars in performance form, and this is the halo that just sets that going.
Well, Sonari, you spoke with the Ford CEO, Mark Fields, and he talked about fuel requirements set by the government and the demand for electric cars. Here's what he said.
You can have opinions, but you have to make sure you're looking at the facts and the data around the demand, around the acceptance from consumers, the impact potentially on employment and jobs and things of that nature.
So what's the data telling you?
Well, the data is telling us right now is that the consumer acceptance of electrified vehicles is still relatively low despite the proliferation of models that are out there. And that's right now, that's an issue.
Michelle, what do you think about what he just said?
Absolutely correct. I'm actually test driving an electric car this week. I've got 58 miles of range. That is not – I didn't drive it to the studio today because of that reason. There's not an infrastructure yet. And we're at this very interesting intersection where gas prices are low, regulations are insisting that we have more fuel economy, and yet consumer preferences for sport utilities and trucks and crossovers. So it's a really interesting time in the
business. Well, and certainly the fact that the gas prices are so low right now, that must have an impact on the auto show, Sonari.
Yeah, and what you're hearing him saying is that, you know, there was supposed to be a midterm review of these new strict fuel standards. And what Mark Fields, the CEO of Ford, seems to be saying is that he wants to push back against how strict those standards will be. Because, you know, right now in places like in Michigan, where gas is under $2, you know, there's not the sort of deep, compelling reason for a consumer to go out and buy, you know, an alternative fuel vehicle. But the government is saying, definitely, you got to do it.
And yet they don't work that well in places that it's cold and snowy and, you know, you can't plan your distances. They're great for places like California where you can count on certain kinds of weather and you have an infrastructure in place. They're just not meant for every market yet.
Well, and we actually interviewed the designer of Chevy's new Bolt. This is the new electric version of the Volt, I guess. And here's how he described it. And we were talking specifically about what the car looked like.
And what we found was that our customers want something that's unique. They want something that's distinctive. But they don't want it to look like a science fair project. They don't want a weird-looking car. I mean, the market's maturing. The customer is maturing. And so what we've tried to do is balance that distinctiveness and expressiveness and flair, and that somebody wants to make a personal expression about the vehicle they've chosen without looking odd.
Michelle, did you see the Bolt, and what did you think?
Well, yes, and I think the Bolt is really interesting because it has 200-mile range. That is going to be significant. And it was a little quirky looking, but it's also a couple years away, so I wouldn't say it's a science project, but you know, you definitely can tell it's something a little bit different.
Well, what it's supposed to do is compete with Tesla when it comes out with a car that's supposed to be, you know, more down market as opposed to, you know, the really expensive $75,000 plus Teslas that people are seeing there. There's supposed to be, you know, like around the $40,000 range. And the idea is that if General Motors comes out with a car like this, that's who it's going to be competing with.
And that's supposed to come in at around $30,000 after various
after
tax
rebates,
incentives.
Right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. And what about self-driving cars? We haven't talked about that at all.
Well, the best Mercedes had a concept of what a self-driving car would look like, which it sort of looked like a living room, like it's
yes.
Which is you can reimagine, you know, a vehicle when people don't have to drive it.
And it's
it
a back
kind
of a limo.
Of awesome. Yes, exactly.
Or they unveiled that at the Consumer Electronics Show, and they actually showed a Mercedes, you know, like a stagecoach kind of vehicle of the past where people actually can converse while they're moving along.
All right. Well, just in the few seconds that we have left, let me ask you each to describe the show in one word. Michelle, what would your word be?
Exuberant.
Sonari?
Optimistic.
All right. Well, it sounds like an upbeat show this year. NPR business reporter Sonari Glinton, who's been at the International Auto Show in Detroit, and Michelle Krebs, a longtime auto analyst with Auto Trader. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.